This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Bring up whatever you want. We'll talk to you about it. Political issue, personal problem, anything goes. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you will find that we've got live streaming. We've got a broadband version of the show. We've got a dial-up version as well. You can listen for free at freetalklive.com, so be sure you go and check that out. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. The show is about your calls. So if we got calls on the line, we start an hour, we go to them. Let's talk to Keith in Tennessee. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
I wanted to talk about why you suck.
Okay, all go right, ahead. Great.
All right. I heard that you're not going to the 2005 Porcupine Freedom Festival.
We are not.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate decision. It wasn't something that we really had much to do with. It was decided that they couldn't afford to fund us, apparently. So if we, you know, if we couldn't have it covered, we can't make it up there.
So you're saying that apparently Manwich would rather spend his vacation time with his wife at night.
No, there's no vacation
time. The biggest libertarian event in the nation?
No, there's no vacation time, Keith. Manwich would have been getting time off in order
to... He's been on a cruise, though, recently, didn't he, with his wife?
Well, it was a honeymoon, yeah.
Right. I think an exception could be made for
him. Wouldn't she have rather gone to New Hampshire?
No, his wife is a statist, unfortunately.
Yet another reason why you suck. You married a statist.
There you go. I can't disagree with you on that one, Keith. Is that all you got?
No.
You're just calling to rake us over the coals? Because, I mean, really, if we could have afforded to drop $1,500 or however much it would have cost us to get up there, we would have. But we're not exactly rolling in dough here, Keith.
Well, since you're so poor, I guess I can help you.
Okay.
You're going to write us a check for $1,500? That's sweet. We would have taken you last hour.
We would have said sponsored by Keith if we'd gone up to the Pork Fest. Every break, we'd said, we're here from, thanks to Keith.
I could give out your flyers at the Freedom Fest, try to get more people involved.
You could.
Thank you.
If you were a dedicated listener who really cared about the show, which would be fantastic. Because we know there are a lot of people there that wanted Free Talk Live there. It's just some sort of bureaucratic mess prevented it from happening, unfortunately. I'm not going to place blame on anybody because I don't know who to blame.
All right. That's all I had.
That's where we have to leave it. Keith, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. I thought it was going to be a different Keith. I thought there was a guy that emailed the show recently. And maybe it was the same Keith.
Who knows?
We didn't ask him. But the other Keith tried to rake you over the coals, man, which for your factoid error that you made last week. And obviously, I don't think it was the same guy because he didn't make any of the same points. He didn't seem to rehash anything. So, yes, unfortunately, I mentioned it last night.
Or perhaps he's forgiven me.
Maybe. Well, what it was I mentioned it last night. I mentioned while we had another caller on the air that we weren't going to go to Porkfest.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I wish we could. It's an unfortunate choice. I don't know if it was a budget issue or what exactly it was, but I know we can't afford it, and apparently the Free State Project couldn't afford it either. So perhaps next year. We really want to go.
Yep.
800-259-9231. Email. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff, by the way, coming up this hour. Manwich, what do you have on the way?
You know, I've got this. It's not a big story or anything, but it just kind of goes to show that this whole, you know, when you want something done, kids, you got to go to City Hall and see if you can get it done. It's just another example. Jacksonville, Florida. A church has asked for a statewide ban. Oh, excuse me. It's a citywide ban. Excuse me. A church has asked for a citywide ban.
Another flaw by Manwich.
He is not in possession of the facts, Manwich.
Apparently, I can't even read. Blah, 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 blah. A church has asked for a citywide ban on low-hanging pants and gold-capped teeth, saying they promote thuggish image. Not that a thuggish image really... I mean,
isn't that an insult?
So what?
Yeah, isn't that an insult to people with gold capped teeth?
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Which may or may not be a thug if you have gold capped teeth. I don't know if that means anything.
Right. It may be an image though of a thug.
Sure. I don't know.
Well, you know, one might say in the 30s that anybody who talks like
Edward G. Robinson,
be a gangster.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of an image certainly of thuggishness, but. I think that it's pretty mean to the thugs.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
Because they're the ones out there doing the work.
Somebody
out there wearing their baseball cap to the side is getting the image.
You said this was a church that's doing this?
Yes.
Changing
the image of young people can help Jacksonville cut unemployment, racial profiling, and raise per capita murder rate. And a rising per capita murder rate.
Oh,
now
yeah.
The highest in the state, said Richard Burton, deacony of the Epiphany Baptist Church.
That's gonna really put a stop to racism. Yeah, all those people out there that don't like colored folk, they're just going to stop. They're going to just fall in love with black people because now they don't have gold-capped teeth. That was it for
that
all these
it.
Years.
Yep.
We've been looking for the answer to racism, to solve the problem, the gaps between the different races out there. And if it was only the gold caps, if we'd only figured this out decades ago, man, which
And
we're
it's
right.
Richard Burton. Richard Burton.
Yes.
Richard, you know, he's no dick.
Oh, yes.
You beat me to it.
The 250-member independent Baptist church approved the resolution last month. Why? Who cares?
Oh, the church approved it, huh?
Yes. Well, they were tired of seeing kids on kids' underwear. And they actually used the apostrophe in the right here with the after the S in kids.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
If it's plural,
kids underwear.
If the word's singular, you don't get to put the apostrophe out there without the S after it. But if it's plural and the word naturally ends with an S, then you can hang the apostrophe with no S out.
That's
there.
Right.
You learn something new on Free Talk Live
every day.
I knew that one already.
Every day. They were tired of seeing kids' underwear, said Burton, who serves as the NAACP's national board. Jacksonville city officials have yet to take up the measure, although Councilwoman Elaine Brown said that she's willing to discuss it with church members. I'm sure she is.
Yeah.
Others were less encouraging. I think it's unenforceable, Councilman Danielle Davis told the Florida Times Union for Sunday's edition. This is great coming up, by the way. Duval County schools have banned sagging pants and exposed underwear, but not removable gold or silver teeth caps.
Isn't this... very similar to something that happened earlier this year. Wasn't the state of Tennessee or something like that considering a very similar ban on low riding pants?
Virginia.
Yeah. Virginia. And that, I think,
and Louisiana.
Thankfully, once some attention was brought to it, did not pass. But it's amazing to me that actually, in that case, it was, for the most part, I think, a white populace that was kind of attacking their own children.
Yes.
Because it tends to be, I think, from what I've seen, at least the white skater types that are wearing their pants down around their ankles, basically. And now in this case, it's a black church, what it sounds like, NAACP's involved, who are attacking their own children.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think that they're necessarily. I don't think it's necessarily just blacks by any stretch of the imagination. I think it's
with gold capped teeth.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I've seen white
really?
Kids with.
Oh yeah.
I've seen white
You've
kids
got
with.
One.
I've got two gold teeth. What do you want?
You thug.
Yeah. So
I'm a true player.
Well, anyway, it's,
man, which is down like
in
that.
This case,
word.
In this case, it's a black church that's doing the attacking.
Yes, and who knows who they're attacking besides kids with low hanging pants and gold and silver teeth?
And
I wouldn't want to go out and venture the race of the kids that they would be affected by this.
If these are the changes that they want to see, shouldn't they start at home first? I mean, I'm not suggesting that their kids are like this, but tell your friends and tell your family to encourage their friends to not dress this way. Mm-hmm. But how dare you point weapons at people?
And
is
tell
that
them
what
how
Jesus
to dress?
Wants? Is that what Jesus wants?
Jesus
man,
does,
which,
of
Jesus
course does not want people being told how to dress. I'm sorry, he doesn't.
What? But didn't they, I mean, I'm not a religious person at all, but I mean, I would guess that maybe some of the Pharisees or whatever back in the day would have a problem with the way Jesus might have dressed back in the day.
Sure. I don't know.
Wearing those long robes and that,
right, that long hair.
Scruffy hair.
Right.
Well, they certainly had a problem with what he was preaching about.
Yes.
You know, if a Christian walked into church dressed like Jesus,
they'd probably toss him out.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Wouldn't that be sad? 800-2. None of you are saved anymore. I'm moving on to the next church.
Who's this dirty, unwashed Jew? Get him out of here.
1-800-259-9231. That'd be interesting if there really was a Jesus and he went around from church to church just seeing which one of them would accept him in, and every other one they had to go burn and help.
Pay no attention to me, folks. Just checking up on you.
More coming back. It is your show. Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-9231.
Anybody got any carpentry work they need done?
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservative, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show, 800-259-9231. We're inside hour number two. You can join us on the phones at 1-800-259-9231 and talk about anything, political issue, personal problem. Join us online as well at freetalklive.com. We've got over 24,000 posts on our bulletin board system. Over 650 people interacting. It's free, like everything else, at freetalklive.com. So go and check out the Free Talk Live BBS.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information about the Free State Project, you can call 1-888-532-4604. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604. Or simply log on at freestateproject.org.
And even though they couldn't get us to New Hampshire for the Pork Fest, we still love the Free State Project.
Damn straight.
And I swear, it's just a coincidence that every time we read that, Dave in New Hampshire's on the phone. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
It's not a coincidence because you read it every 15 minutes. I got to call in. It's likely that I'd be calling in right after one of those. But I really appreciate you talking up the Free State Project.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I wanted to tell you about I had the best Liberty Dollar experience of my life.
Really? Ah.
Of my Liberty Dollar life, anyway. Which is
well, how long have you been dealing with Liberty Dollars?
About 2 weeks.
Now, did you get them from dollar.freetalklive.com?
No, I got them. I became
wrong answer.
I became a Liberty Dollar associate.
Did you really?
And I get them straight from the regional currency office because I drive right past it on the way to work.
Nice.
I'm kind of fortunate
neat.
In that respect.
Cool. So but, you get them at a discount and you spend them at a profit.
Right. I don't even have to pay shipping.
That's sweet. That's a good deal.
So it is a very sweet deal. And it's like getting I feel like I've gotten a 1 or 2% raise.
Yeah.
I'm able to pay for so many things in LDs, and right now the discount is about 6%. I'm making about 6 cents on every dollar I spend on the Liberty Dollar when I go
more
out.
That's more than you had, Dave.
I'll tell you, anytime you can get 6% interest immediately, take it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So tell us about your experience.
Well, I got the Walmart here in town to permanently accept them.
Get out of here.
You are the man.
And it only took 10 minutes.
That's great.
Really?
Who did you talk to?
Just the gal up front.
Was she a money handler?
I'm not talking about the greeter, but the gal who was...
Sure, we'll take him, Shunny.
What's wrong? Hey, I do that. That's my day job.
But the gal who was behind the desk at the the consumer, like the where you return
customer
stuff.
Customer service.
Part, I go up there, and she's like, oh, let me call the boss, and then they call the manager in the back.
Sam Walton?
Oh. If you can talk to him, then that would be a lot of money.
So she called the manager?
Yeah, she called the manager, went back and showed him one. He never even came out. He just came back and she goes, yeah, we'll take them. And I said, so, like, forever you'll take them? Or, I can come back and keep spending them? And they're just saying, yeah, how many do you want to spend?
Wow, that is amazing. We had heard rumors about this before, Dave. Now, according to what I've talked to the Liberty Dollar people, and again, you can go get your own Liberty Dollars at dollar.freetalklive.com, but according to what I understand, there was somebody who a couple years ago was apparently talking to the people in Bentonville, Arkansas, which is the hometown of Walmart, about possibly accepting this as a chain-wide kind of an official thing, instead of just a store-by-store basis, accepting them nationwide, or rather, worldwide. At all Walmart stores. I don't know how far he got with that. I don't know where it stalled, but it clearly did stall. And there are clearly people that are still able to spend them at various different Walmarts. So I don't know if you want to take the initiative to do this, Dave, because I sure don't have time to chase them down during the week. But, man, see if you can work up the chain. See if you can get back in touch with that manager and ask him if there's someone that he can put you in touch with in Bentonville that would, that you'd be able to make like some sort of a presentation to on this. And because really, Dave, if we could get Walmart to accept the Liberty Dollar, it would be phenomenal for the country's monetary system. It would be just amazing
day. It'd be the kick in the pants it needs.
It would be a step on something towards something phenomenal. The next step would be getting a lot of people to use Liberty Dollars. That's really almost more important. But Walmart
yes.
would be a big step. I've tried that, actually. It wasn't anything. I didn't try to do anything spectacular. I just emailed them to find out if they accepted them, and I never heard back.
Right. Yeah, email. I mean, you got to make a phone. You got to make phone calls.
Yeah, it's an idea. I think, maybe one thing that I may do is work on these folks on this local one, try to really anything I can buy at Walmart, I do buy at Walmart and at this Walmart so they get at least one person, a lot of one person. Expenditure in those cash registers. And
you know what? You might want to make the you might want to set up another meeting with the manager in this case and show him that because one of the cool things about the Liberty Dollar is that if you use them as a business, if you have a cash register and you've got Liberty Dollars in your drawer and you're getting them at that discount when you're handing out change, you're making that 5 or 6%. So you're giving your not only are you giving your customers real silver as change, as opposed to the worthless Federal Reserve notes that we all are usually using in transactions. Not only are you giving them real value and change, but you're also making a slight profit as well. And so you could present that to him, and at the same time tell him that, man, if he gets on board 100% with this, you will go full on and, clue in all your friends to how cool Walmart is if they take these Liberty Dollars, and you'll encourage more people to come and spend them there.
Yeah, and I've kind of gotten the word out a little bit as much as I could today.
That's exciting.
About it, but I hope that it'll urge more people in New Hampshire to use these. I did a little like quick research to see how good our density is in New Hampshire compared to other states as far as how many people are using Liberty Dollars. And as usual, you know, we've got the same number of Liberty Dollar associates in New Hampshire as Montana does.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the same population we have. That means we have a lot more density, a lot more people in a smaller area that are selling them. Then you need to compare us with, like, Massachusetts, which is in the same region and more densely populated by a factor of 4. They only have, like, 33. They only have slightly more. You know, so as always, New Hampshire sort of rises to the top in terms of the number of people who are doing liberty-type things for capita.
Right, they're activists, and absolutely. Yeah. And, in fact, you've inspired me because I went to the local Walmart here in Tampa Bay and attempted to spend a Liberty Dollar. I was turned down, but the woman who was behind the desk said that I needed to come back because it was late at night at that point. None of the real key office staff were there. And I just, you know, I'm so busy making calls for this show, so busy with Free Talk Live. I just haven't had a chance to schedule an appointment with anyone to go talk to them. But, you know, it makes me want to go and do that because we still shop at Walmart all the time. It'd be great to use Liberty Dollars. Great story, Dave. Anything else on your mind?
Well, no, just with regard to this, it seems like the local stores have a lot of autonomy, and they don't have to report to headquarters on everything.
Hmm.
And so that could be an easy path for each individual to do something that will automatically benefit them quickly and easily. Just go to their own Walmart and get them one store at a time.
It is my fantasy, Dave, my Liberty Dollar fantasy, to have Walmart accept them on a chain-wide basis, and then actually have them, because there's been rumors, Dave, that Walmart is going to start their own bank. I don't know if you've been in the super Walmarts, but in some of them, they actually have usually some local bank has a branch that's actually in the Walmart. Well, Walmart's they're no dummies, okay? They haven't gotten to be the number one retailer in the world because they're stupid. They're thinking about actually getting into the banking business and competing with the banks on everything, rate and customer service.
Wow.
And they will knock them dead in the water if they get into banking. And if they get into banking and accept Liberty Dollars, a special Liberty Dollar account, and actually push Liberty Dollars, you could imagine seeing two prices on the shelf at Walmart. Hmm. One of them is in FRNs, the other one's in Liberty Dollars, and the Liberty Dollar price is cheaper. That's my fantasy, Dave. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. This is your show at Free Talk Live.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
If you'd like an electrically adjustable bed, but don't think you can afford one, you haven't priced Craftmatic adjustable beds recently. Craftmatic Model 2 beds adjust to 1,001 comfortable positions, offer optional heat and relaxing built-in massage, and they temporarily relieve the pain of many health problems. Yet they cost hundreds less than many quality flatbeds. And Craftmatic Model 3 adjustable beds are available at just 50% of the Model 2's low cost. 50%! Call toll-free to get a free Craftmatic adjustable bed catalog by mail. You'll receive full details on Model 3's at 50% of a Model 2's low cost. Pick up your phone and call now for our free catalog. There's absolutely no obligation.
Call toll-free 1-800-419-5252. That's 1-800-419-5252. That number again, 1-800-419-5252.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It is your show. You can take control. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Yes, indeed. Talking about the Liberty Dollar moments ago with Dave in New Hampshire. And this is not an infomercial for the Liberty Dollar, but, man, I do endorse it. Yeah. I happen to be an associate as well. I'm not as, you know, I'm not out of the house a lot. I'm not out and about spending things. But when I get a chance, when I'm at a new place, there's a little ice cream store down the street. I spent a $10 piece there, and it went just fine. It's just
talk to them about it all. Ask them.
No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to really. You don't want to puke the Liberty Dollar over people. You don't want to puke you know about the Federal Reserve? You don't want to do that. You just want to say, hey, do you take silver? Sure, I'll take silver. And just let them know they can't deposit it in their bank. That's very unlikely that their bank will accept it. And if they're still willing to take it, then give it to them. There's a website there. There's a phone number there. If they want to learn more, they'll find out about it. And I also give out a business card. So I've got my Free Talk Live business card as well. And I say, look, you know, if you are uncomfortable about this, you want to sell it back to me, I'll come buy it back from you. Just call me. So that way they have total security. They don't feel weird. Yeah. Like they're going to be left hanging with this weird coin. Excuse me, it's not a coin. It's a $10 piece. And so I just try to ease their concerns as much as possible. And again, I said, if you were interested in learning more about this, give me a call. I'll come talk to you about it. I haven't heard from him, but that's okay. 800-259-9231. And some people, when you tell them about the Liberty Dollar, a friend of mine up in, he works for Microsoft, lives up in Washington. He just didn't get it. You know, he just didn't understand, well, what's wrong with the current currency? And it was a friend, so I tried to explain a little bit to him. Friends have a little more tolerance for that sort of thing. But it kind of reminded me of something my mom asked me earlier, just talking about the Liberty Dollar. Reminded me of something my mom said to me earlier this week, and that was, why are you always so contrarian? Why don't you just go with the flow? And I really liked your answer to that. We were talking about it off the air, man, which about living. Can you just answer why we don't go with the
flow? Who knows? I just talk. I don't remember things. My point was is that it's fine to go with the flow when going with the flow is what makes sense to you. But when you've thought about something and you've addressed it in your mind and it doesn't make sense to go with the flow, then then you're not living. You're only living when you're thinking about these things, when you're addressing life moment by moment. And if you're just doing what other people want you to do because that's the way it's always been, you're not addressing life. You're not. No. You're not looking life in the eye and living. You're a zombie.
I really like that point, man. 800-259-9231.
And if you're wrong when you're addressing life, you're still living. You can be mistaken and still be alive.
You learn nothing from just going through the motions.
Yeah.
That's why I always say, ask questions of everything that anybody tells you, whether it's Free Talk Live or the government or your mother. Ask questions. Ask why. Why am I being told this? Why am I asked to accept this at face value? Why are they telling me not to ask any questions? Why are they telling me to go along with the flow? There got to be reasons. Even if the person you're talking to doesn't know the answer, if you do enough digging, you'll find out. Let's go to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Yes, this is extremely exciting that there is a silver alternative to the Federal Reserve notes. And I mean, that is just amazing that that individual out there, I believe is in New Hampshire,
yes,
got Walmart to accept a currency other than Federal Reserve notes, because I believe that the Federal Reserve truly is the heart of our problems of trying to have a free society.
It's definitely a major burden on this country. Absolutely.
The more I figure out about it, the more I think you may be right.
Yeah.
I believe that if the American people knew and understood our monetary system, they would definitely be opposed to what the Federal Reserve is all about.
What's most interesting, Steve, is that the American people are capable of understanding it. It is not a complex. It's not that complex. It is actually fairly simple. The problem is, when I was in high school, all they taught me how to do monetarily was write a check.
Yep. Yep.
And that's it.
That's right.
That was the extent. They didn't say you should save. They didn't say here's how you handle your money. Here's some basic bank account stuff. Here's how you write a check. And that was it. They don't explain the monetary system. If they did, we'd all get it.
Well,
it's not difficult.
You got to remember that the high school is run by the government.
Yes.
The government is not in favor of people understanding what the Federal Reserve is all about.
Exactly. Keep them stupid.
This is the system that keeps the government in power. And I think that the Federal Reserve truly, really and truly, is an evil system, and it is a way to rob the people of their savings, and it is a way to make our money worth less over a period of time, as opposed if we were on a gold standard, which is
correct.
Real true money.
Yep.
Our money would be worth more over a period of time. Our money would be worth more and more, and with the government printing up more and more money and making that paper more abundant, it makes our money worth less.
And I'm sorry, that is not, for some of the people out there that may not be quite understanding this is not crazy talk. This is not lunacy. This is absolutely the case. The Federal Reserve system is a scam.
If they look into it, they'll see that this is the case. If people start investigating what the Federal Reserve is about, and I don't mean go to the Federal Reserve website.
Really. They're not going to tell you.
Yeah.
Although Alan Greenspan was quoted as saying that we need to return to the gold standard.
From back in the 60s, back when he had some sort of principles, and now he's working for them. It's amazing.
Now he's a toad.
I think is the worst part of it.
I hear you frequently talking about Lou Rockwell's website. He's got some very good information on the Federal Reserve. If anybody has a computer, check out what Lou Rockwell has to say. He's got a really nice video on the Federal Reserve. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Steve, we appreciate it, man. Your phone's breaking up. Give us a call again sometime.
We
do appreciate the information, man. 800-259-9231.
I think the worst thing about these Federal Reserve notes is that the government, or the Federal Reserve, can print them with impunity.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, therefore, just give the government all the money it wants.
That's exactly how it works.
There was a time when the government, for instance, the War of 1812, or the Spanish-American War. I believe that the tax that we have currently on our cell phones and telephones is a result of the Spanish-American War.
Or the War of American Aggression, as the Mexicans call it.
No, that's the Southerners.
Yes, that's right.
Right, that's what we call the Civil War.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, all these examples are that, in fact, the government had to ask the people for the money to fight a war previously.
Yes.
But when they changed over,
the people withheld, you got no war.
No war. Now, previously, that's the way it was. But now that they can print all their own money, they get the globetrot. This is, that's why Woodrow Wilson started this whole deal for World War I. We got in there. We kicked a little butt.
Yep, right.
We got, we messed around where we shouldn't have been involved, and right. We kicked the Kaiser's butt. And as a result, Hitler was able to rise to power, and
absolutely.
All those millions of people died in World War II. You can blame World War II.
The Federal Reserve.
You can. You can. And as a result, all those people died, and then, of course, we jumped into that one, too.
But we're crazy. We're lunatics, man, which for promoting us, money backed by silver. Mm. What are you thinking? What's wrong with a little bit of inflation? If it's not broken, don't fix it.
You know, I've heard good arguments on both sides, but the fact is, I'd rather have a metal-based currency. Thanks.
And if you'd rather have metal-based currency, you should go check it out. Get the details. You get all your questions answered. because we certainly don't have time to get into it in full detail here. Just barely touched the surface, but there's so much to learn. I'm still learning. It's like a rabbit hole. The rabbit hole in Alice in Wonderland, it just keeps going and going, and you find out all these terrible things about our monetary system. Go to dollar.freetalklive.com. More coming up.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills at as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Grab the archives. Last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There is no need to log in. There's no membership fee. You just go get them at freetalklive.com. And you can actually go back even farther than 6 days. Just scroll down past day number six at freetalklive.com. You see a link to our friends at downloadradio.org. And on downloadradio.org, you'll be able to get months worth of the show for free.
Of course.
There you go. So go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. If you want more information about the Free State Project, you can give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604, or you can check out their website at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
The show is about your calls. We talk to you about whatever you want, be it a political issue, personal problem. Let's go to the phones into the fun. Talk to Janos in Montreal. Janos, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Okay. Greetings.
How are you, brother?
Good, hey, sir.
Okay, I got two questions.
Yes.
Okay, the first one is, why did there's so much corruption in the public schools today? Like, you know, I stopped going to school because I'm not learning nothing.
Good idea.
So I decided to take the GED homeschooling because there's so much immoralities in the schools today. So
what do you mean by that, immoralities?
Well, they're teaching our children how to use, you know, like condoms, how you say homosexuality.
Well, you see, that's one of the problems with that's one of the problems with our government schools, Janos. And am I pronouncing that correctly, Janos?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Just wanted to make sure. One of the problems is it pits interest group against interest group. Now, me personally, if I was raising a kid, and I'm not, I would raise them to be much more sexually open than some other people might raise their kids. And the other people, and it sounds like you're kind of uncomfortable with certain types of sexuality, I would never consider putting my the way I want to raise my kids on you. I would never consider forcing that paradigm onto you, Janos. But as a matter of fact, that's exactly what the government school system allows people to do. It allows them to fight with one another over what the correct curriculum is. So you've got the homosexual group that's fighting with the Christian group, that's fighting with some other interest group, and they're all trying to promote their sexual agenda. And it's not even just in the sex department. It's also in reading, writing, and arithmetic. Well, we know what the best way to educate kids is. No, we know what the best way to educate kids is. And so you've got this constant conflict, people arguing with one another over at school board meetings as to what's the right way to educate kids. The best way to do it is to get your kids out of the system. Like you said, you pulled yourself out, right, Janos?
Yes, it is.
And that's probably
correct.
A good move. And it's best for parents to either send their kids to a private school or to homeschool their kids, because that's the only way you're ever going to have control or any decent amount of influence over how it is your kids are raised. I mean, Jason, you went to a private school. You know what it's
like. I did. I certainly do. And it's a lot different, but I really wish I was homeschooled, to tell you the truth.
Really?
I do.
And why is that? Do you know kids who are homeschooled? And
I do.
Did they get a better education?
I knew a fellow who was homeschooled up until high school, and it seemed as if he was a lot better off than a lot of the folks who were in the school.
So, Janos, I understand what you're saying about the sexual thing, and there's a lot of people who are concerned with the content of sex classes, but do you agree with me that you'll never be able to get along with everyone else imposing your way or having them impose their way on you?
Absolutely, but, you know, I fear God, you know, and I always give it to Jesus, you know, I always read my Bible, and
Janos.
What?
Well, good for you.
Well, yeah,
I don't agree, which is again why we shouldn't be sending our kids to the same school. I don't believe in Jesus or the Bible, and you don't want your kids going to school with my kids, do you?
Well,
or do you?
Of course, but okay. I'm just glad I'm saved, you know. And
good for you, Janos. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I have a second question.
Okay.
Okay. Can I quote a verse in the Bible? You don't mind?
If it's really short.
Okay, it's short.
Okay.
Okay, it's Ephesians chapter 6,
uh-huh.
The complete armor of a Christian. Verse 12, it says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Mm-hmm. Look, I teach self-defense. I grew up, you know, with karate, and now I teach self-defense. No, cool. No hocus-pocus or anything about the occult, but I teach real military. So is there something wrong for a Christian, for a patriot Christian, to learn about to protect his family if ever there's tyranny or something? Is there something wrong with that?
No,
absolutely.
I,
in the face of tyranny, one has the obligation to rise up against it.
Because I fight spiritually, but believe me, if I have kids and they come to break in my house, okay, I'm still able, you know.
Smoke them where they stand, my friend. Yeah, Jesus ain't going to protect you. It's up to you to, you know,
take action.
Yep. Yeah. There you go. There's your answer, sir. We're all for it.
All right.
All right, thanks for the call, man.
Okay.
800-259-9231. I'm all for self-defense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny to ask us questions about what Christians should be doing now.
Well, you're sort of, I'm a former Christian.
As am I.
So, I mean, we've
I'm
all
a former
been,
Roman Catholic, for that matter.
You are as well, right? A former Christian?
Certainly Paul's my least favorite. He wrote Ephesians. He's my least favorite of the writers of the Bible.
So we've all kind of been there. We've been through the indoctrination process, and I think we've.
But I still don't think that there's much that one can say against, a Christian man protecting his own home.
Oh, by all means,
right.
Do take whatever steps you deem are necessary to whatever makes you feel comfortable. And I think that martial arts are a wonderful thing for people to learn, especially kids. You know, it really.
people always talk about how the military will whip your kids into shape. Well, so will martial arts. Go send them to a martial arts school. They'll get a lot more.
And it won't turn them into drones.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. Moments remain. Just enough time for your phone call. You make it. 1-800-259-9231. And we'll put you on the air. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
You take control of the show if you want. Now's the time to do it. 800-259-9231. Only moments remain here on Free Talk Live. Just enough time to sneak in an email. It's Ian here with you, by the way.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
All right. Email address is ftl@freetalklive.com, and we really do have an international listening audience.
Mm-hmm.
Manwich, you've been keeping track of all the different countries that we've heard from. Be sure you add the Philippines to the list, because Diego writes us from the Philippines. He says, I'm from the Philippines, and I just want to say that Free Talk Live is awesome. It's such an eye-opener as to what's happening in the United States nowadays. And I really agree as to the tyranny the government is doing. I really envy you guys. I wish there were people like you in my country. Well, at least you have an internet account, Diego, and you can listen to us in your country. My country is just destroying itself with corruption. And he puts a little frowny face in there. Everyone is being bought. Our own police force is one of the most corrupt organizations in our country. Our so-called leaders are just so corrupt, flaunting wealth that's obviously stolen. And yet no one can touch them. And another little frowny face.
Mm.
Anyway, because best of luck with the Free State Project. You guys have a really good cause. Sincerely, Diego. And Diego, we're glad that you're able to listen in the Philippines and spread it. I don't know how you know how many people have internet connections in the Philippines, but you know, spread our show as far as you can.
It's all you can do to spread freedom. It's one of the ways, you know, just to get people talking about the ideas of freedom, holding their politicians responsible.
Yeah, it'd probably be probably a really easy way to introduce people to the concepts of freedom instead of having to have them put up barriers to you, and while you're trying to introduce them to these basic ideas.
They put up barriers to us.
Well, not necessarily. I don't think they... Well, you know the sales adage that as far as if you're dealing with friends or family members, it's always easier to have them talk to a stranger than it is to have them talk to their friend or family member about buying a product, for instance. Oh, you'll trust some schmo you've never met before quicker than you'll trust your best friend.
Well, the definition of an expert is a guy from out of town.
Yeah, exactly. So if you got somebody you want to turn on to freedom and you want to turn on to liberty, just turn them on to this show.
We're from out of town.
And then they might come to you and say, what are these guys talking about? And then you might have an opening to explain. Mm-hmm. The whole process.
And worst case scenario, you know, they only listen to half, they only like half the things we say.
Yes.
Still works. You know, it's still freedom.
Now, if you are striking out and none of your friends want to talk about liberty and they don't want to talk about freedom and you're just out of ideas as far as how to spread the word, we have a solution for you. It's called the AMP program. We call it AMP because it stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote Free Talk Live. I don't know what the economy is like in the Philippines, but Diego, if you got an extra $3 a month, you'll want to consider AMP. That's all we're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a mandatory thing. We're always going to give away our archives. The website's always going to be free at freetalklive.com. It's an optional deal. So if you can afford it, help us out. It'll actually help us advertise this show, promote this show, get more internet listeners. We're getting clicks every day from the Google AdWords program that the AMP money is funding.
Yes.
We're getting people. We've got an advertisement going in Talkers Magazine, which is a huge industry publication.
Mm-hmm. And you can see it on the website.
Yeah, you can see all of this stuff at amp.freetalklive.com. And what is the real reason that people are going to want to AMP the show, but beyond just helping us out?
The biggest reason is that we're doing something unheard of, unprecedented in talk radio. We are more or less selling the commercial time to the listeners. The biggest problem that listeners have with talk radio is
bit by bit
commercials.
Right.
So if you don't want to hear the commercials, just give a little bit to the AMP program.
Or as much time. The way talk radio works these days, to get radio stations to pick us up, they got to be able to play their commercials. So we're always going to have some commercials.
Oh, yeah.
But this is going to cut by 25% the amount of time that we spend on commercials. I mean, that's like 4 minutes at least out of the hour. That means we're going to have more show. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
So if that sounds exciting and or intriguing to you, we want you to go to amp.freetalklive.com. We've already had over 43 listeners contribute. Amp.freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Are your